Welcome to Seven Stars, Seven Siblings, and One White Tree, a Tolkien podcast. This month, in honor of Bilbo and Frodo's birthday, as always, we will be discussing parties in Tolkien, both in the book and in the movies. Well, in the books and in the movies. We're going to cover some of the details of what those parties are like and rank which party is best. I think we're ranking on which party you would most like to attend, right? Is that how you guys are thinking?
Yeah, sounds good.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I'm
would be a
number
mystery.
One ranking means it's the kind of party Denethor would throw.
Oh.
The other end of the scale is Merry and Pippin. Out of five.
Right. 1 to 5.
We're ranking out of 5, so it's Quincy who will probably be doing the math at the end of the rankings, so I'm going to take his word for it.
So it isn't on our list, but we're just agreeing that Denethor eating those tomatoes is a 1 party.
I think that's a -1. I think that's a
-1. I don't believe that's on my list.
That really is the definition of a party for Denethor, I think, though.
Yes.
The only thing you're missing is Faramir dying, though.
Oh, it's going on in the background.
All right. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, doing rankings today will be Noel, Eden, and Micaiah, correct? And discussing the parties prior to the rankings will be Nadia, Quincy, and Sonora. So, let's just get into the list.
My favorites.
First of all, of course, we have to start with Bilbo and Frodo's birthday. A party of special magnificence. Take it away.
Honestly, like, it's a hobbit party, man. I feel like you can't overlook that. They really know how to make good food, and there's fireworks. So, hard to compete with that one.
It's also pretty hard to compete because you also get the special pleasure of hearing Bilbo absolutely destroy some of his relatives.
Yes.
Are we allowed to ask questions as the rankers?
I would say yes.
I don't have a question yet, but I just wanted to check.
A party where it snows food and rains drink is obviously great. There's dancing. There's danger to it because there's fireworks that people can randomly steal and set off.
Okay, I'm gonna say too. Like when you hear about it, when you see it, like I'm like. They can. There's parties and there's like parties where you can like get down on the dance floor and stuff like that. Some elf parties, not gonna call them out, but I will call them out. You can't really get down on the dance floor, okay? People are sitting around being very elf-like. This one, however, like, can party. And, like, there's dwarves there too. So there's like hobbits. There's Gandalf. There's dwarves.
Yeah, I feel like there's an elf party on this list that should be a contender. Just a spoiler alert for future.
Yeah, I was gonna say, well, in the books for sure that the elves have some bangers when the dwarves show up to Rivendell originally.
I do have a question. Sorry, quick question. As a hobbit, if you go to a party and get a present, do you have to send a thank you note afterwards? Because I hate sending thank you notes.
Good question. Okay. I feel like
if you're that one hobbit that Bill will give a writing set to, no, you don't.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of my ranking, so if I have to do a thank you note, it's going to get knocked down a little bit. All right, thank you.
I would guess hobbits probably
made. And, like, they're made by the dwarves of like Erebor and stuff like that. I mean, honestly,
I think I think hobbits probably do expect you to give thank you notes. So
probably.
If you just walk off with the silver, though, you probably don't have to send a thank you.
That's true.
You just have to live with the petty grievances going on. All right. With all of this in mind, Noelle, lead us off with your ranking for Bilbo and Frodo's birthday party.
Oh, yeah. 5 out of 5. Excellent. Oh. Everything you could possibly want in a party, I would be there in a minute. Just preface this, I actually really do like parties, so I feel like I'm a pretty good ranker for that. Give me a good
party. I don't like parties. This is why
Noelle is a party animal.
Yeah!
And a hobbit. Eden, please give us your ranking.
So my ranking was also 5 out of 5. Maybe it's just because I like Hobbiton. I like all the places there. Party sounds very fun. Also, you get presents. I like gifts.
Location is something we haven't talked about too much, but that's a good one, Eden. Location is key.
What's your expertise? What makes you qualified to rank parties?
My birthday's coming up.
I mean, yes!
That's actually pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right, Micaiah, what's your ranking and your qualifications?
I have to give it 5 out of 5. I hate to, you know, to give it a clean sweep, but it's got to be 5 out of 5 for the Hobbit party. And my qualifications are, I was born in January with everybody else, so I'm used to all the parties.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And to parties where you give other people presents. it's fine leading off with the best of the best, because it means we have that benchmark to see what everything else has to meet up to. So our next party that we want to discuss is Merry and Pippin feasting in drowned Isengard. Take it away, discussion.
Well, obviously, it is again snowing food and raining drink here.
Literally.
And also, like, some of it's from the Shire, let's be fair.
Yeah, so. Right. Also, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, you know, being a sports fan. It reminds me a little bit of the party when you've defeated the evil team, like the team you hate the most, and your team won the victory.
Would you like to name some of these teams?
Yeah, nobody expected the Indians to beat the Yankees 11-1 today, and it just feels great. It feels
that's
great.
Relevant. All right, timely and relevant. I think the downgrade on this one is, like, there's not really a host. It's kind of like a, yeah, it's sort of a, we stole this from their tailgate party, and now we're going to run around with the food, you know, and be like, ah. Yeah, you don't like a good party host. You just have Merry and Pippin, like, running around and stuff, so it's a small party.
On the other note, the having a small party is fun because it's more personable. It's just you and that person, so you can just go around and do whatever you want.
I mean, they eventually invite Gimli and Legolas and Aragorn into the party. They also are serving draughts from the Ents.
I have also heard that the salted pork is particularly good. I just want to throw out there as an MC, my one note on this party is perhaps the location might not be the best.
Yeah, the location's a little questionable. I mean, it's wet, it's full of orcs.
I think it's a little gross, but I'm like, I mean, honestly, in the movie when they're like floating that chicken around the basket, I'm like, don't eat that, guys. Don't eat that. I think it must be canon that hobbits have a very high tolerance for foods that most other people can't eat.
That's true.
Considering they're able to eat anything the orcs provide for them.
It might have some like orc diseases though, and I don't think that's cool.
All right, Eden, what's your rating on this party?
I feel like I'm a bad rater because I keep wanting to give things 5, but so I went down to a 4 because you guys pointed out this location. Location is not ideal, but I like small parties.
All right, small parties, good food. Floating around in swamp Isengard. Makai, what's your rating?
Well, I'm going to give this one a 3, I think, just because, I mean, yes, when Aragorn and Legolas and Gimli show up, that's fine. Before that, it's just the two of them, though, which is really not much of a party. The other people around are just Ents, and I don't think Ents are going to be very good at a party. I'm just saying, I don't want to invite the Ents to my party. And, all the weird orc Isengard stuff. Don't eat the chicken that's floating in the water. That's where COVID came from. Don't eat the chicken.
You heard it here, folks. Noelle, what's your rating?
I'd actually give it a 2 out of 10. You had to do most of the work yourself. Pretty much the only thing there is food. I mean, there's a nice, relaxing atmosphere after a hard day's work. Can be nice, but otherwise, doesn't have a ton going for it.
So, our next party is in The Return of the King, where they are partying post-Helm's Deep with all of the Rohirrim. All right, take it away, discussion.
I thought you were going to say not all the Rohirrim, because a lot of them died.
Oh
yeah, that's there is that to lead off the discussion. There is that element of the party.
There is that slight thing where you're remembering that all your, not all, some of your friends have passed. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, kind of
the drowning your sorrows element for sure, because mostly drinking. But I'm like Merry and Pippin's song on the table, though. I mean, really, honestly, I want to dance on the table at every party. I don't even, none of us drink, but I think it would be entertaining to just kind of dance on top. Table. I think the other thing about that one, though, is I kind of wonder if supplies might be a little bit iffy, since the whole, Westfold getting burned and stuff like that. So, my other caveat for that one is, how much food and stuff do we have? Is it a little bit on a short supply there, or is there enough food? I mean, they seem like they had a lot, but I don't know.
I think they had enough because they were probably rationing for a long siege, and then they took care of business fairly quickly, so they probably had some.
That's so similar to similar to Isengard, you're kind of having the slight thing of, oh, hey, we defeated something evil. So that's a nice little thing.
That's true, yeah.
Good, the only thing is, like, but the Isengard thing, I will say, Isengard, like, very few, if any, casualties. And the Rohirrim party, they're definitely, like, there's some people that aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a little element of an end of the world party to that one, which could make it more of a banger because they're like, well, we just defeated that, but we still know Mordor's out there, so party now before we die. So I think that a little bit of that vibe, I feel like.
Little eat and drink for tomorrow we die vibe. Micaiah, your rating first on this one.
All right. Well, I think this one, I mean, partying about death, that's pretty much is a Rohan party, no matter what. It doesn't matter if it's at Helm's Deep or whatever. That's pretty much why they die. And you have a good point about the food. I mean, for all I know, they could be eating orcs. I mean, I don't know. You know, this food can kind of short supply there.
Probably not. Civilized.
I don't know. Sure, hobbits are hobbits dancing on tables, but then people did just die, and they just want to eat and drink, and all of a sudden these hobbits standing on the table, kicking their feet all over the place. Of course, again, it's a Rohan party, so it probably doesn't matter. I'm just going to give it a 2. It's just not my vibe.
All right. Kaya's like not here for the death party. Noelle, what's your rating?
I'm also going to give this a 2. I am not convinced that their supply lines weren't that great, because I still think like they're disrupted enough from their general food production that they would probably be rationing it a bit.
And Merry and Pippin may or may not have eaten their food supply at the previous discussed party.
Yeah, you have to remember the people that died in the war, and like I just feel like there's still a bit of uneasiness because, yeah, maybe not everyone knows that it wasn't over, but at least some of the people there know that it's not over yet. So, yeah. All right, Eden, what's your rating?
I think I'll go with the rest saying it too, because you make very good points. That, you know, also, as you point out, it's a death party. It's after battle. Everyone's going to be sad.
All right, we're all not feeling the death party. 2s all around. That party clocks in at a 6. All right, next up and on our list of this in absolutely no particular order is Aragorn's coronation.
Well, so the nice thing about this one is the pressure's off, the ring's destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Aragorn and Arwen getting married seems like it would be a pretty awesome thing to witness. And then you have, like, all the people of Gondor that are psyched to have a king back. I mean, the pressure's off, so that's a nice thing. Like, you don't have to worry about a bunch of orcs interrupting your party and making things awkward.
Heroes that you've been hearing. Yeah. You get to kind of meet the heroes you were hearing about, you know, because you'd be like, oh wait, is that the elf guy who was with them, or was that the dwarf? And you get to meet him, which would be cool.
Yeah, I think
the only person who's bummed out at this party is Elrond.
Oh, yeah. I think it's fun too, because you got the elves, you got the dwarves, you got like all kinds of people showing up, Rohan partying. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Gondor is a nice location too, let's be honest. It's very pretty. I think mm-hmm. I the other thing I like about this one is like in the book it goes on for like, you know, weeks and stuff. Like the elves come, they all hang out, like, and then they get married, and then people keep partying, and it seems really cool. I'm like,
I just want to chime in that Minas Tirith is clearly the place that you're renting out to have your venue, your wedding venue.
Yes.
It kind of looks like a wedding cake.
I mean, it would be fun to see Aragorn kind of let his hair down a little bit, because the guy's always had to be kind of uptight, you know, to some degree. Mm-hmm. Not that he can't have fun and crack jokes.
Another note, though, as much as I love parties and I'm an extrovert in general, I will admit that sometimes weddings can be awkward because you're like, I don't know these people.
We are, as a pastor's family, like, we have been to our fair share of weddings and funerals, and we don't know people.
That's all these people minister. I don't know this dude. All of a sudden he's king. I don't know her. I'm at the wedding. It's not a good form of government.
I have But it is not just a wedding. You are also celebrating, you know, the end of the war and everything. So it is relevant for everyone.
Yeah. I feel like it's also like some of those ones where it's long enough, there'd definitely be like a lot of spaces for everybody to have fun. So I feel
Let's be honest. One of the days Sam just celebrated that Gollum died.
Sam goes around telling everyone, "Hey, you want to celebrate with me?"
Yeah, that he's like, everybody's like,
yeah, everybody's like, "The ring was destroyed. The king has returned." He's like, "Yeah, but most importantly, Gollum dead."
So long, Snicker. Anyway, what's all right, Noelle, what's your rating on this one?
I would say 4 out of 10. I was gonna go 3, but Nadi convinced me with it goes on for a long time. I feel weddings are a little too formal, especially a coronation wedding, to really let loose. And there might be a slight supply chain issue, but I'm like, yeah, there's enough time to make it a more, like, substantial party. And, you know, a really good wedding with people you know well can be a lot of fun. So, and there's a lot to celebrate, and you can truly relax because everything's over. So, yeah.
We are, of course, not saying anything negative about the weddings of any of our friends we've ever been to.
Oh, no, no, no.
Eden, what's your rating on this one?
I give this one a 5 because, well, for one, they're partying after the war is over. That'd be great. And also at weddings, see, my favorite thing at weddings was the dancing, which I think is part of partying, so I like that.
I think there would certainly be plenty of dance parties. Micaiah, what's your rating?
Can I do half ratings?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm guessing for this one a 3.5. I really went between 3 and 4. I think it'd be a little stuffy. It's it is kind of a wedding thing, and coronation. It's all a bit royal and stuff. And it's a little bit of a death party too. All these people did die before we had this party.
A little bit.
Long enough afterwards.
They're still dead. Like, okay, 2 weeks. We're fine.
There were, there were probably funerals beforehand rather than funeral and party at the same time in Rohirrim style.
That's
okay.
But no, there are Rohan people there.
That's true. They probably did work it in there. On to our next party, which is also a wedding, and it is Sam's wedding. Sam and Rosie's wedding at the end. Argue for this one being the best of both worlds because it is a wedding and it's also a hobbit party. It's in the Shire and it's Sam. Man, I'm like, if I could go to Sam's wedding, I would kill to go to Sam's wedding.
Imagine Denethor's wedding.
Can we not? You mean him marrying the tomatoes?
Sonora is pooping in that room saying, if you like those tomatoes so much, why don't you just marry them?
Yeah! That one, baby.
All right. Well, I was going to say the pressure's
off. I wish this tomato were my son.
Yeah, well, he squished for arm. You're pretty similarly. Anyway, the pressure's off here for this party, too, again, so that's nice, you know.
And it is not a guest party at all.
Again, I wonder though whether having some pressure on your party helps a little bit. Like,
well, it is a wedding still, and those tend to have pressure.
Like I was talking about with like exalting over the enemy you've defeated, I do think that Aragorn's party might have a little bit more of that than Sam's party, but maybe Sam's does too, because they did defeat Saruman and all of his, even though we didn't see that in the movie, but you know, all the.
And in some ways, it's kind of the continuation of the Redestroyed the Ring party, you know? Mm-hmm. All right, Micaiah, you're going first on this one. What's your rating?
I'll do a 4. It's a solid party.
Noelle?
I'd do a 4. Yeah, very solid to me, though. And, you know, you just, like, with the wedding with two people you've been waiting to get married for a while, you all know they were shipping it. You all know that they were to happen. So yeah, the anticipation.
We've all had the wedding presents for ages.
And the anticipation, and plus it's a hobbit party. I just think hobbits overall are the best partiers, so.
And the movie's nice how they have Pippin catch the bouquet. That's cute moment.
It was also apparently a fun party to attend while filming. So Noelle, you said a 4.
Isn't that the party where Viggo kissed Billy too?
Yes, it is.
Which is one of the funniest stories on the whole of this, is, I feel like.
Yeah, Billy addressed that on the recent podcast, how many of the members of the Fellowship he's kissed, and it's a lot. Eden, what's your rating?
Back to, again, I may be a bad raider because I like parties, but it's another 5.
No, no, that's fair. We know you like Hobbit parties. That's
like a party, also, I'm there.
Look, it's so cute that it's one of the people who they've wanted together for a long time.
Yeah.
That is a completely expected rating, unlike our next party, which is an unexpected party with dwarves in The Hobbit.
My first comment is going to be, I love dwarves, and I love 13 dwarves. However, I am someone who likes to plan, so I'm just going to say that if someone showed up with, like, 13 people without telling me, I'm not sure I would invite them to a party again. So props to Bilbo for letting Gandalf come back.
I don't think he had much choice.
That's true! Gandalf would have showed up regardless.
Kind of a great party if you're the dwarves, and a terrible party if you're Bilbo, because he has to do all the cooking. But the bad thing about the dwarves is they have to do all the washing up, so I don't like that part of it. It's a great part of Gandalf, how about that? Because he doesn't have to do the washing up.
They don't seem to mind.
Gandalf doesn't have to do anything. He just has to sit back and watch.
But Gandalf has to sit in little tiny kindergarten chairs, like, and eat with little tiny forks and spoons.
That's true.
I guess you would also have to rate this, like, what person you would be in this party.
I think that it is fun to party with dwarves, except for maybe Thorin, who doesn't seem like, he seems like kind of a party pooper, but the other ones, they are fun to party with. I mean, you know, the movie does such a great job with this party too, from you know, from every moment of it, from
and they clearly had fun doing it.
Yeah,
and the singing was fun. I always am in favor of improv singing.
That's true. Any party that has singing is a good party in my book. Yeah. And the food, I mean, the movie looked great. They described it great, you know. Yeah, I feel like it would be fun. I honestly, it'd be fun to just sneak into that party too, a little party crasher. I could be on board with that.
I feel like Gandalf would be on board with it.
Yeah. He is a party crasher.
That's pretty much his role from the time that he steps on the shores of Middle Earth. He's like, I want to crash this party. Sauron's like, I've got a party where I'm going to take over Middle Earth, and Gandalf's like, I'm going to crash that party.
Gandalf is an expert party crasher. All right, we're on Noelle. You're first this time, right?
I would say a 2 out of 5, because for the general attendee, I mean, you get food, but it'd be kind of awkward, and it's definitely not great if you're Bilbo.
I feel like dwarves are pretty immune to awkwardness.
It's a 5 out of 5 if you're Gandalf just sitting basically in popcorn, but yeah, it's 2 out of 5 for most people. More fun to read than attend.
All right, Eden, what's your ranking?
Yeah, I was thinking like a 3 at most.
It's still technically a Hobbit party, kind of.
Yeah, but like, I always put myself in Bilbo's position. I don't think I'd want that many people showing up at my house at once.
No.
Probably would have kicked them out.
Nakaya, your rating?
This
is a surprise party for one of us.
I'm going to do the 2 because I'm not even sure this is a party. I think it's a dwarf business meeting.
Yeah, that was also what I was going to add. You know, after it, you got set on a journey.
It's just a typical dwarf business meeting. Music, food.
I think you're right.
It's like your work just came to you and then threw a party to tell you your shift.
All right, that one clocks in the 7. Sam's wedding was a 13, by the way.
That was a good summary, Eden, though. That was a good summary of it.
Your work throws you a surprise party to tell you you've been moved.
Oh my gosh. That's fantastic. Next up, partying at Rivendell with some elves. Nadia, do explain your vision of this party.
Well, I was envisioning like when the dwarves go to Rivendell, so they've been on the road for a while and they come down to Rivendell. In the book, the elves are like singing to them and kind of making fun of them, and they get to go there and like party with Elrond and like they get good food and everything. Like, and they have that in the movie, and it seems pretty sedate. It's less sedate in the book, so I think that there's definitely some arguments to be made that that's more of like a fun, slightly more raucous party than it appears in the movie when they're very, very extremely sedate and just playing harp music and eating vegetables mostly. It doesn't look too
like
fun.
Green food.
Yeah.
Where's the meat?
Dwarves kind of make it fun, and like there's some fun singing and stuff, and I feel like
I feel like location is very, very strong in Rivendell, because Rivendell's super fun, and just a nice location to be at.
Yeah, I was also going to say, especially, like, after you've been on a very long, grueling trip, being able to stop and have a nice, chill party would be super, super nice. Like, help you, like, feel better and more refreshed after your journey.
Anything to add, Quincy?
I mean, the elves make some pretty great, like, songs about the dwarves to make fun of them in the book.
So. Parties with music. Kind of like a roast, honestly. So,
Yeah, it's nice to see the elves have fun, because they don't always seem like they're having fun. They're kind of sad and, like, realizing that their world is passing away or whatever. And here they're kind of, you know, letting loose a little bit, so that's good.
A roast party is also my jam, so.
All right, Eden, what's your ranking on this party?
Whose perspective are we talking about?
That's really the question with his rankings.
Really, honestly, I was kind of thinking of if I like as a party goer attended it, or I don't know.
I think just think of yourself as an outsider attending it.
Maybe a 4.
It's still at Rivendell, so I think that's fair.
Yeah,
Micaiah.
I'm gonna do it too. I just don't get the vibe of this party, and I'm not big into roasts, and you know. And also, talking about long journey, it wasn't that long of a journey. It's not even like a third of the journey they had to do. They had to go a long way after that too. So I'm
they partied a little early there. Yeah. Noelle, your ranking?
I feel like it's like a 3. It's kind of like being at a theme park. You're like, these dwarves don't really belong there. The elves are kind of doing it out of their, you know, obligation, but they're not, you know, entirely not enjoying it, and the setting's cool and the food is good, so yeah.
Because theme parks sound very not fun.
I like theme parks. Parks, but they're not as authentic as real parties.
I mean, even at the end of the book, Gandalf even gets a little like, okay, elves, that's enough, thank you, good night, okay, stop now.
Well, that's Gandalf at the end of a really, really long journey going, oh, I'm done. I'm not dealing with this nonsense. All right. But we've still got more of this long journey. Our next party we're discussing is party in Lake Town with the dwarves. Mm-hmm. Well, they're sending the dwarves off to go. They've welcomed them and are sending them off to go fight Smaug.
Lake Town.
Okay, like I think like the problem with this one is like honestly the hosts. Yeah, the master of Lake Town, if he hosts, and he's kind of just doing it to get everybody off his back about the dwarves. So
he's kind of a sleazy businessman.
let me describe this party to you. It's a bit of a political ploy for attention.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever been to a campaign party.
Yeah,
I can't say a lot about this, and plus Bilbo in the book had a cold at this party, and there's nothing worse than having a cold at a party.
Yeah.
Don't go to parties now if you have cold. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
You eat this chicken also, in the water.
Okay. Location, I'm like, I don't know. Lake Town looked a lot seedier in the movies than I pictured it in the books. I mean, I really like the idea of Lake Town is really cool. I think it'd be fun to go to a place like that, but it was awfully seedy in the movies, and I'm not sure I really want to go to that one.
Yeah,
I like the lake. Yeah.
I was going to say, the argument I could make for it is that Chelsea and I, on our honeymoon, went to those overwater bungalows in French Polynesia, and that was really cool. You could go out, and you could have dinner, and you could see, like, the fish and the sharks and the rays and stuff. So maybe that's cool that, you know, you can be over the water and have a party.
Yeah, I pictured Lake Town more of the one in the Hobbit computer game that we all played. Because was a lot nicer than the one that was in the movie.
I think that is a good depiction of Lake Town. Oh, well, we seem to be winding down on that. So, Micaiah, what's your rating of the Lake Town party?
I'm giving it a 1. That's all I'm saying.
Micaiah is not a fish person, maybe.
That's also true. Instead of, you know, nice rays and stuff swimming around, you got a dragon and a mountain in the distance. It's just...
Yeah. Yeah.
Party with dragons!
It has looming.
All right, Noelle, what's your rating on this one?
I'm also giving it a 1. The, hey, go find a dragon forest, maybe we'll throw a party for you before you leave. Yeah, it's just we're going to make you do something unpleasant, but maybe we'll throw a party for you. And Bilbo does, between the Bilbo being sick and in the movie, Lake Down just seems gross, which I also disagree with. Yeah, not a good party.
What was your number out again?
1.
Okay. And Aiden?
I gave it a 2. I'm being nice.
Wow, I think you're all giving Lake Town a bad rap here.
It's a political party. I mean, I don't think like, about Lake Town.
I don't like the idea that it's basically we're getting rid of you now.
It's not a location.
A non-mutual going away party. Okay.
Also, I've been sick during parties and I sympathize with Bilbo.
All right. Next party, we're going to talk about the feast at Bjorn's.
Yeah.
And I know someone here is going to rank this party very high because it's Bjorn.
Yeah. Okay, but the Feast of Bjorn's has animals bringing you food, good food, there's a great host. I see nothing wrong with this party.
I don't know if you've met any animals, but I don't want them bringing my food.
What is the guy doing?
And not to mention your host is technically an animal, and he also has, like, decapitated heads out there. Has he washed his hands? People, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
He probably has some sanitizer that he made himself.
You're definitely finding bear hair as well as other animal hair in your
and dwarf
food.
Hair.
You just pick it out of spot.
This already is the worst.
There's a lot of food. It's homegrown, it's natural, and also he's not afraid to give you some sweet stuff too. So
all right, Eden, what is your ranking? Yes,
I'm biased. It's 5.
I thought so.
Look, this is a scene in the book that made me decide Bjorn was my favorite character. Okay.
Yes. Eden's down for the bear hair. Micaiah, what's your rating?
I'll give it a 3. It's a decent party, and there's an added element of danger. Your host might turn into a bear and eat you at any moment.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a party
this
trick.
Party, I can't believe I haven't said this before, but we all need to realize this party smells like unwashed bear.
Got a point there.
Oh, that's such a meta joke. Noelle, what's your rating?
I'm going with 3. I'm like, yeah, your host might be a little reluctant, but it is so, like, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that, yeah, you go for a 3.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because the bear might eat you at the end of it.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, you gotta take your chances sometimes.
My surprise party I want you guys to briefly cover is the another We Want a Battle party, and it is in the extended edition of the Two Towers. It's the flashback to the Osgiliath party there with Boromir and Faramir and Denethor. Oh, we love Denethor at parties.
Yeah. Well, that is a good party.
Or until Denethor shows up, then it's a 0 now.
Yeah,
Boromir's like the greatest hype man there. His on top of the tower. I'm like, I was hyped. I was ready to party.
Hanging out with Boromir would be like the best thing ever because he'd just hype you up and have you meet all his friends and be like, yeah, this
But
is
hanging
so
out
cool.
with Boromir also means hanging out with his dad, probably.
Then you go hang out with Faramir when his dad shows up because you don't have to deal with his dad. You can deal
hang out with Faramir, you won't see that at all.
Yeah, exactly. Sad,
and then that doesn't work. I feel like, okay, if I'm just a regular person, I could just kind of avoid the awkwardness of be like, what's going on with Boromir and his dad? I'm like, whatever.
There is some good tea at this party.
You can just watch the drama from the corner. Yeah. And gossip with your friends.
We've all done that. It is also a boozy party, though, let's be honest. I don't see anything there with beer, so I'm just like, eh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Micaiah.
However, not a lot of hard liquor, so it's probably not too bad. It's interesting. Boromir, in some places he seems like that apple fall pretty far from the tree, but then sometimes he also just kind of whines, and you're like, ah, there's your dad.
Has anybody seen him eat tomatoes? You don't know how.
Oh no.
I feel like Faramir was probably the spitting image of his mom. But yeah. Boromir, he got some of both, but you can see the Denethor now and then. Anyway. He
develops an allergy to
Micaiah, okay, what's your rating of the Osgiliath party?
It's a 2. It's a little bit of a death day party, too.
It is a death party. Noelle, what's your rating of the Osgiliath party?
It's a one. Like, you're doing stuff with your coworkers, and maybe you have the obligatory drinks, and then upper management shows up and just ruins the whole vibe.
That tied it down perfectly. That's what that
she really does. She really does. She really does.
Oh, Eden, what's your ranking?
I agree with Noelle. It's a two.
All right. No, Noelle said a one, but...
nice.
It's gonna be fun to hang with Faramir, okay?
Yeah, that would put it up higher on my list. A solid three for me just for hanging out.
You always have that one nice coworker, though.
That's true. I've been to work parties too. I feel this. All right.
I should go to work parties. I was usually working during the parties.
I sometimes am too. Okay. Final ranking, starting from the bottom: Lake Town Party with 4, Osgiliath Party with 5. Ooh. Post Helm's Deep Party with 6, The Unexpected Party with Dwarves at a 7, The Rivendell Party with a 9, Feasting in Drowned Isengard with a 9 as well, Feasting at Beorn's with an 11,
ooh,
Aragorn's Coronation 12.5, beat out by 0.5 by Sam's Wedding with a 13, and of course, the long-expected party, Bilbo and Frodo's birthday with a solid 15.
Yeah. It has everything I could ever want. So
we'll have to have some discussion in the comments of this podcast about whether you agree with our final ratings or not.
Yes.
All right. We're going to do a little party game to wrap up our celebration of the Bilbo and Frodo's birthday. So this is just going to be an example. Now, I'll just be an example for a minute. Okay, Elizabeth's going to host a party. Each of you are going to come in and be a character. So you'll either be a character that you can identify from Lord of the Rings or a character that could be part of the story, might not be necessarily there, but could be part of the story. And you have to identify the character and their quirk. So Noelle will come in this party real quick and just do her bit for just a minute. And let's see if you can figure it out, because I feel like Noelle's is the easiest to figure out. All right. Go ahead. Ding dong. Come in.
Oh, hi. Welcome to my party in my hobbit hole here.
Oh, I see you have lots of herbs drying. I used to dry all these herbs over it, but yeah, because you know, oh, that one's really useful for fevers.
Oh, and yeah, you seem to know something about herbs. You want to take a look at my stash? Yeah, I've been drying some stuff. You know, it's a hobby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, this one's good for blisters, and like my aunt uses it all the time because she has blisters on her feet. But
do you happen to work in the Houses of Healing at the Minas Tirith?
Oh, how do you know?
Right. Do you happen to be the
You know her name?
Irith.
Yeah. Yep. Irith. Good job.
Don't challenge Elizabeth on knowing the Houses of Healing.
Okay. I know. Yep. Noelle was Irith, who gets in a long conversation about everything, which is Irith. All right.
And Noelle.
All right. So. Makai and Nadia and Sonora and Eden are going to enter the party, and I have who they are. So I'm the Drew Carey role here, and I'll let you know, Elizabeth, when you guess correctly. All right, so I'm just going to randomly decide an order here. Let's do Sonora will come in first, and then Nadia, and then Makai, and then Eden.
And give me a good ding-dong or knock-knock, you know, depending on what you want to do when you arrive at my party. So I'm here. I'm having a party at my hobbit hole.
Ding-dong.
Come in. Hey, welcome to the party.
Hello. Is this all the food you put out?
I mean, I've got some more in the back. You don't want to put out all the food at once.
Well, is it alright if I go grab some more? I mean, I've just famished, you know. I need some more food than what's out here.
I mean, I guess like a little bit, but don't like take all of it out. You don't want everybody to like eat all the food, right?
Let me get of course. And do you have any tea? I'm just so thirsty for tea right now.
I can put on a kettle. What kind would you like?
Well, anything, I suppose. Green tea, probably.
Sound of scratching on the door.
Hey, come on in, question mark?
Oh, no, I thought it was someone else. You haven't seen someone small running around doing things, have you? I was grabbing something, you know, for later in the party, like an exciting surprise, and it seemed to have disappeared somewhere, and
I haven't misplaced anything yet, except for maybe some food. And there's only one other guest here so far. Can you?
Oh, don't check by the food. Yes, I thought maybe they'd be back there. Oh, dear goodness. Were you cooking something? It seems like someone's added to the fire there, and they seem to have made a mess again.
Dear, do you have more cheese? I was just looking for some cheese back here, and I can't find any. You really should have put out all the cheese when you're having a party, you know?
Ring-a-dong, hop along, ring-a-ding-ding-ding.
Hey, come on in, Tom Mabadu.
Oh, hey, I'm a jolly fellow. I'm here for the party. How are you, my young lad? Oh, something in my boot. What is in my boot? Oh, it's big. Oh, that's a big rock. I gotta go with my big boots on, off the chicken.
Tom Bombadil, is there a dwarf in my kitchen looking at my food, do you think?
I don't know about dwarves, 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 dwarves.
You can't hold the firework while you're by the fire. I'm sorry. No, that doesn't work.
Give me those spoons. I'm looking for any more spoons.
Look. No, down. I'll come back out.
Come on in.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Puppy's just so energetic. I mean, I really can't stay for long because, you know, he needs his exercise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand. There might not, you know, I don't know if this is a good party for animals.
Puppy outside.
Okay, that's good. Do you want to see how Gandalf is doing with the fireworks?
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you. I'm afraid that you might be needed for a quest, and there's some unfortunate things going on. I'm just wondering, do you still have that ring that you had a while ago?
I might have misplaced that.
You better keep it secret. Keep away from my wizard staff. Put that down. Get back here. I should have left you on the shore.
These rings are so bad for Puffy's health. You know, last time this happened, many bad things happened to his species. People really don't know how to take care of them when they have them.
Yeah, I just want to pause for a second.
I want to jump in for a second. Okay, so you've nailed two characters, but I just wonder if you can get to their quirks. We need to hear a little bit more from Tom and see if he can get to his quirk.
Alright, here I go with big boots on to get some eggs from the chickens who have little boots on. Alright, look at this big round thing under the chicken. Let's look at it. It's not an egg. It's got weird creepy hands in it. That's weird. Alright, we're gonna go over here and I'm gonna go sit
down.
Is
he looking for eggs?
I'm gonna sit down in my chair and, oh, another big round thing. Where are all these coming from?
Is Tom Bombadil laying eggs?
Let's go of that. Tom's looking for it. Give it back to him.
Someone lost this and I found it. Oh, whatever. Who cares?
This is a horrible decoration for
like a
party.
Teddy bear. Should have told you something. Leave it alone.
Dealing with hobbits stealing fireworks? Is that what's going on?
Okay, but which specific hobbit is Gandalf dealing with?
Is it Pippin?
Yes.
How did you know?
Hobbit, ponies all we are fond of parties.
Did you notice how she said, didn't it tip you off when I was holding it close to me like a teddy bear that you shouldn't touch it? Let me hear a little bit more from Sonora. I haven't heard from her for a thing.
Do you really put up all these decorations? They're really not that good. I mean, I know I have a lot of relatives. I know how party's supposed to be set up, and I just don't know about this.
She's definitely critiquing my party, but I'm not entirely sure who she is yet. It's Lobelia Sacco Baggins because she's
here.
That leaves me.
Well, you haven't quite got Tom's quirk yet, although it's pretty obvious, I think. Did you say what his quirk is?
I was wondering if he was laying eggs.
That'd be good, but no, not yet. Oh, let's see. These are really weird eggs the chickens are laying. Oh, this one's got hands in it. Ooh, kind of burning. This one's got an eye in it. And look, if I put them on my head, I'm a bug-eyed alien.
Is it Tom Bombadil with a palantir?
Yeah, Tom Bombadil has all the Palantirs, and he doesn't know what they're for.
That checks out.
Yeah. All right, let me hear a little bit more from Eden, because she's really doing great with her character, honestly.
Oh, do you mind if I take this whole turkey? I mean, Puppy, I gave Puppy a snack, but he may want more. And you know, we're going home, and I'm riding her home, so you know.
Not gonna lie, your puppy, I would let Old Man Willow eat him. Sorry, he's not a very happy puppy.
No, you can't pet him.
He's
no.
a good puppy. He's a good puppy.
Your puppy's slightly disturbing.
Look, no, puppy. You have to raise them right.
I've he seen puppies. Right. That's he not a puppy.
Does she have a warg?
Well, close. Okay, I want you to think about one key thing she said earlier. She said, when Gandalf mentioned the ring, she said, oh, puppy had a real bad experience with rings. The real bad things happen.
I can't believe how some people use them. I can't believe people use the species in this way. You gotta raise them right. They'll be very gentle.
What?
Well, she's...
I'm not sure what else I can give you.
I told you, if you played with Tom Bombadil's little eggs, that one of those things would take you straight to Mordor. Did you listen to me? No! And now there's one in the backyard!
Does she have a fell beast?
Yes. Well, Eden's was definitely the toughest one. Eden's was owner of a fell beast who treats it like a rambunctious dog.
Yeah, she definitely nailed it.
When you listen back to that, you will be astounded at how great she did in that role. But hers was the tough one to guess. Alright, that was funny. That made me laugh quite a bit. I hope that it made other people laugh.
Mataya has left the room.
Yeah, Tom Bombadil has left the building.
I do love the image of Tom Bombadil just has all the Palantirs and has no idea what they're
doing. Yeah. All the lost ones are. He found them and just forgot about
they're,
them.
They're decorations.
They're decorations. Yeah, he's using them as paperweights and doorstops.
He goes bowling on Wednesday nights with one.
Yeah. Sauron tries to check in with what's going on with this Palantir and it's just bowling and knocking over things.
I can just see that he checks in with his Palantir and he just gets Tom Bombadil on the wavelength.
Like, just... I'd love to have Santa Claus come in.
He just shakes his head and hangs up. All right, thanks for listening. Have a great party.
Thank you for listening to 7 Stars, 7 Siblings, and 1 White Tree. A Tolkien podcast by the Wheeler family. This episode was produced by Quincy, Nadia, and Elizabeth, and was edited by Micaiah. Our associate producers are Noelle, Sonora, and Eden, and our Tom Bombadil-esque enigma is Micaiah. Our music is from purpleplanet.com. That's purple-planet.com. If you like this episode, please tell your friends, rate, review, and come back next time. And thank you for your support. This has been an Unwashed Bear production.
I'm sorry, apparently I want the fancy exclusive party in the woods. Alright, this is a six.
The elves aren't that prim and proper at this one.
Also, you don't see much of what happens in it because it's there and gone in the books. You don't even know exactly what goes on at this party. You know, they could be sacrificing people or something. You don't
know. Alright, Micaiah is spreading rumors about elves. Okay.
And talk some more, just to make it make that face again.
You're the one who has to edit this.
My proudest moment on our California trip is getting a picture of that face, I'm going to be honest.
Are we all done now?
Yeah, okay. I think a little something.
We're not done. Stop raising your hand, Sinner. Okay.
Micaiah will fix it in editing.